Welcome to another life-changing message preached live at Hope City Church. We hope you'll be encouraged and inspired by God's word to live your best life yet. So get ready to hear from God as you enjoy the message.
The impossibilities to turn to the possibilities of God. We've got to surrender to the miracle. We've got to present ourselves to God and to His word even today and say, God, look, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be in my life according to your word. Come on, do what you say. Let what you say, God, come to pass. Before Jesus came, impossible things remained impossible. Impossible things remained impossible, but now He wants to show you some of the things that have become possible through Him that will transform your world and the world. Truth. Here's a few things, right, that were impossible become possible now Jesus has come. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Firstly, it was impossible to discover your best life. Before Jesus, it was impossible for any person to discover their best life. It was absolutely impossible because without Christ, we've hardly begun to live the life that we were born to live. We can go through life, we can do some stuff, it can be good, it could be bad, whatever. But before Jesus, it was impossible for humanity to live their best life. I like this in Luke 1, 26 to 27. It says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. What I like about that is that God sent a specific angel at a specific time with a specific message to a specific person in a specific place at a specific point in their lives to hear a specific message about a specific call, about a specific purpose that they were going to fulfill. I think that is incredible. Can God set you up for a specific moment? Could today be a specific moment in your life? Could God come into the specific moment of what you're experiencing? And I think some of us are experiencing a few very specific things right now in our lives. There are some specific things where it's like, gosh, God, I need a specific word. I need something specific from you right now. God, could God step into this specific moment of your life with a specific word to propel you forwards in a specific way? A lot of specificity there. I love this. We've got to recognize sometimes the specific moments of God. This week for us is one of those. This week for us, I just love it. I'm like recognizing this is not just a family moving house. I'm like, this is a specific moment, God, in our lives. Sometimes we don't recognize what God is actually doing at the same time of us moving over here. The building that we've had in Chorley that belonged to the church that kind of represents a past season. This week is the week when the sale completes. Monday is the day. Tomorrow is the day we're moving out of that building. I'm like, God, look, as we're moving and that's completing and it's all happening, God, this is a specific moment about what you're doing in our lives, and it's not just about our lives because we're here for a specific purpose. And it's like a seal of God saying, Dave, this is a specific moment. This isn't just you moving house. This is about a change of time, a change of era, a change of season, a change of moment. This is me at work, Dave. I'm releasing you from the past and into your future. You got to recognize sometimes there's specific moments happening, and sometimes we don't realize that God's moving us forwards in His purposes. And Mary entered into her destiny in that moment, right? Mary, just doing the ordinary, going about her life, but she stepped into her destiny in that moment when the angel appeared. But in Christ, everyone steps into their destiny. You're not waiting for an angel. If you're a Christian, you believe, you're not waiting for an angel. Everyone in Christ steps into their destiny. It says in Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10, for by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It's a gift from God. Happy Christmas. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For, and here's one of my favorite verses of all time. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared when beforehand, already prepared, that we should walk in them. Sometimes our mindset is that we're waiting for something. You know, we spend something, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for my moment. I'm waiting for, sometimes we wait for a prophecy, or we're waiting for a word, or we're waiting for recognition, or we're waiting for something to happen. We're waiting, God, one day I'll step into something, or we're stuck in a particular groove. And when someone says, God's got great things for your life, we're going to roll our eyes, you know? Yeah, I've heard that before. Great things, they're great things. What great things? And we get fed up of hearing about great things. And when's it going to happen? I don't know if it's ever going to happen. How could it be for me? I used to be enthusiastic once, just like you, David. I love this, but God's prepared good works that you should walk in them, right? I just realized this morning, right? Not that you should walk to them, right? That you should walk. One day, your good works are over there. In that day, in that future point, some good works are going to happen. Something's going to happen through your life. Some impact's going to happen in your life. You know, good works that you should walk to them. He says, no, God's prepared good works beforehand that you should walk in them. So that's every day, every moment, every day, there are good works prepared for you. Every season of your life, every week of your life, every day of your life. I'm like, God, I want to walk in the good works that you've prepared beforehand for me to walk in. I am your servant. Let it be according to your word in my life. And your word in my life is that there are good works for me to walk in right now. Because you're his workmanship. So your life is his business. Your life is his business. 2014 is prepared. There's good works for you. This is your moment. Christ gives every moment the potential for being the specific moment where you hear what you need to hear or step into your best life and true potential. You are, let me say this about you, you are the specific person in a specific place, at a specific time, at a specific point in your life, with a specific purpose to fulfill. You are. We are a specific people in a specific city, at a specific time in history, with a specific call and a specific purpose. God, I'm a servant of the Lord. Let it be in my life according to your word. I want to see what God wants to do. I want to live to the fullness of what God has for me. God, I got to start up here realizing, do you know what? I got good works to walk in. I want to walk in them. Secondly, right, another thing that was impossible. It was impossible before Jesus came to find favor with God. Verse 28 to 30 in Luke 1, it says, he came to her and said, greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, don't be afraid, Mary. You've found favor with God. Do you ever wonder, what is going on? No, you don't. You just think, my life's fine. It's easy. I don't know about you, because I sometimes wonder, what is going on? Even as a follower of Jesus, I think, what are you doing, God? I thought it was going to be like this, and it's turned out like this. I wanted it to happen like this, and it's happening like that. God, and now, and I put my whole life in with you, and then you send me here, and you send me there, and you take me over here, and you put me in this situation, and you put me in that situation. What is going on, God? And God would say, you know what? Don't be afraid. You are highly favored. Don't be afraid. You've found favor with God. I'm like, gosh, God, I didn't know that's what your favor would do. From the start of 2013 to now, my life's rapidly changed. Your life changed. Hope City, Liverpool has changed a lot. Hope City, Lancashire has changed a lot. Those poor folks. And we're going, what's going on? Where are we going now? Who's this guy up the front now? Where are we? We used to be in Chorley. Now we're in Preston. Ah, what's going on? Don't be afraid. You've been favored by God. You have found favor with God. He's doing something with your life. Don't be afraid. You know, you think, God, if I had a prophecy, that would be good. No, don't look for prophecies, right? Because most prophecies, the real ones, kind of make you think, oh no, what's this gonna mean for my life now? Favored. You are favored. The favor of God can actually lead us into the unknown, take us out of the ordinary. Mary was pretty ordinary, leading an ordinary life. If you want ordinary, stay away from Jesus. If you like ordinary, some days I think I could do with a bit more ordinary. You know, sometimes I could do with a bit more ordinary. If you've been following Jesus for a while, that I could do with just a little bit more ordinary. Would be okay. I allow myself approximately 4 weeks a year of ordinary. That is the holiday time. I try and keep that ordinary. Sometimes the extraordinary sneaks into my holiday time. You know, the odd phone call and thing and stuff. I'm like, I'm having ordinary time at the moment. I'll get back to the favored time in a week or so. But here's the thing, God, he takes us out. The favor of God will take us out of the ordinary. Sometimes it will lead us into tricky situations. Sometimes it will force us to face our fears. Sometimes it will take us beyond ourselves. But God says, don't be afraid. You have found favor. And in this context, if I may, I'm birthing something in you that will change the world. Oh my gosh. Some of us, And again, I don't know about this phrase, but some of us are like vision virgins, right? Where we've never had a sense of vision and a sense of purpose from God in our lives. But if that's you, maybe, it's been a long time since you thought, gosh, I've got something just in my heart. A long time since I've really been passionate about the things of God and passionate about seeing the church grow. And I said, God wants to, by his Spirit, you can't stir it up. But if you present yourself and say, God, I am your servant, and let it be in my life according to your word. So the Spirit of God will create something new and fresh in your heart. You think, God, 2013 has been a bit rubbish, feeling a bit stale at the end of that. God wants to just bring his Spirit afresh in your life to build you up so that we together have an absolutely incredible 2014. I just want to see this next year be absolutely incredible. You find favor, you don't earn it. I love that. You have found favor with God. Keys come. I don't know if we're getting guitar up. Guitar can come up. We'll finish in a moment. I love that. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 1 to 2 says, working together with him, Paul's talking, the Apostle Paul, working together with him, then we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time, I listened to you, and a day of salvation, I have helped you. See, Mary, she found favor in that. She said, wow, I found the favor of God. But in Christ, we all find favor. It says this, I'll read it again. For he says, verse 2, in a favorable time, I listened to you. In a day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the favorable time over your life. Favor in your relationships, favor in your business, favor in your well-being, in your health, in your emotional state. Favor, the favor of God. Now is the time of favor. And it says, in a favorable time, I listened to you and I helped you. If you recognize, well, maybe I'm under the favor of God, it's time to speak to God. Some of us, we don't speak to him. We have little thoughts about, gosh, I wish this would be better, or I wish this would change, or I wish. But in the time of favor, God listens. And God has opened up his ear towards you. He wants to help in the day of favor and the day of salvation. I helped you. I listened to you. It's time to speak, church. And just before we finish, and you can play whenever you're ready, feels all right. He's behind you. It was impossible before Jesus came to turn a crisis into a Christmas. Hey. It's all right, that, isn't it? Luke 1:34. Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I'm a virgin? How will this be? What you're saying, how will this be? See, everybody needs a little bit of how will this be. We all need to have something of a how will this be? It's not a lack of faith. How will this be is the beginning of faith. How will this be? It says, God, I'm believing this, but it sounds quite hard. How are we going to get there? There's an impossibility to cross, to get to what you're saying, God. There's some impossibilities I've got. But how will this be? A sense of wonder, a sense of awe about what God wants to do. I want to go forward from this point as a church with a sense of awe and a sense of wonder about what God wants to do with us as a church. I think Liverpool can easily have multiple churches that are over 1,000 people. Hope City, Liverpool, we don't need to be like, oh God, raise us up, make us the biggest church in the city. Do you know? And most of us would like, you want to be part of the biggest church. Most people, right? They want our church to be the biggest church. Unless you're someone who likes small churches, right? But when you're part of something that you're saying, gosh, we want to see great things. You expect growth and things to be explode. And sometimes a little bit of pride creeps in. You say, I want to be the biggest church. Your church is bigger than our church. And you think, well, that makes it better. This city can contain multiple churches of over 1,000 people. Easy. And so it should. And so should our heart be. And so should our expectation be. And so should what God births in our heart be. Multiple churches of over 1,000, us and them and them. But definitely us. But I've seen it, because I was brought up in the city of Nottingham, and when I got saved, it was part of a church that was cracking on to 1,000, and there's probably just over 1,000 people in it now, but I know there's another church of about 1,500, another church that's cracking on that way, and other churches of multiple hundreds in that city. We'd say revival. But there's still, I know in that city, if you're a part of those churches, you still think, God, we need to see so much more. So when I look at Liverpool, I'm like, well, there's some churches, and some churches are bigger than others, and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, God, this city needs churches, multiple churches of over 1,000 people. So we'll sign up for our part, and we'll believe God for our part of that. Because there's a lot of crisis in the city, and there's a lot of crisis that needs a lot of Christmas. And the crisis for mankind was separation from God and complete separation and an impossibility. How do we deal with this? Well, Jesus came. Jesus came. What's your crisis point? Some of us need a Christmas, right? Not just a, you know, some family Christmas has probably turned into crises, I know, but some of us need a crisis to turn to Christmas, for Jesus to work a miracle, to work a change, to work some transformation. I think God wants to do something. God wants to clear my throat. He wants to do something in our lives. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, Jesus said, all who labor, who are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Before Jesus came, there was no one to bring your burdens. not really. No one that you could find, where you could find rest for your soul. Maybe in your crisis, you just need some rest for your soul. You just need to say, gosh, I can put it into your hands, Jesus. Let it be for me according to your word. Come on, let's stand together. So we need to wrap up, get out of here. Come on, just lift your hands to God right now. Just lift your hands to him. Father God, just thank him that his favor, you found favor. You found it. You're not looking for favor with God. You're not looking at this point. God, will you pour out your favor? Will you favor me? Will you? He says, you found favor. You're in the day of favor, the day of salvation. It's made available to you because you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It's not, you've not earning favor today. You have found it. Let me speak that over your life. You have found favor with God. You have found favor with God. Now is the day of his favor. It's favor on your life. His favor in your world. Don't think you've got to earn it. Don't think you've got to prove it in the next days and next week, God, that I am worthy of your favor. It doesn't matter. In Christ, we're all worthy of favor. In Christ, we're all under his favor right now. Right now. Maybe there's a specific need in your life. Specific need in your life. Father God, I want to pray right now for everyone here who's facing something where it just seems like there's an impossible point. Whether that's in their personal life or the world around them, their families, they're believing for God. Father, I declare right now that this is a day of favor. This is a day of salvation. Lord, this is a day of turnaround and breakthrough. And Jesus, will you, Lord, will you birth faith in every single one of us? Lord, that we would go from here with a, how will this be? How's it going to happen, God? There's been some things in some of your lives you've been thinking, this is never going to change and this is never going to turn around. And even just now, you don't know how it's going to change. For you, for your family, you don't know how. But there's something in your heart that the Holy Spirit is just birthing. So you can go from here saying, how will this be, God? It doesn't leave you at that point. God wants to reveal strategies. It's when Mary said, how will this be? The angel didn't just go, I don't know, and walk out of there. He said, this is what's going to happen. Put your hands up right now, right? If you say, oh gosh, I need a bit of strategy. I need some way forward. Maybe in a situation you've been praying about in different areas, saying, I need to know. God, I believe you. I believe you. You're the God of the impossible. You're the God of the turnaround. I need a little bit of strategy. You've got a little bit of how will this be? It's great. His hands across the room. Father, I thank you, God. Lord, for the response of faith that says, how will this be? Come on, God. Show us the way forward. Show us what you want to do. And Father, I pray that you reveal by your Spirit, Lord God, through words of wisdom from others or whatever, just open up the way forward. Show people what to do. If that's in a business, if that's in a relationship situation, Lord God, whatever that may be. Father, I thank you that you reveal, Lord, to each of these who are stretching out their hands saying, come on, how will this be, God? I pray that you reveal things in the next hours. Some people in the next hours are going to have a click moment. That's what I need to do. Father, and just in the days ahead, Father, you reveal the steps. Lord, as we say, God, we're your servants. Let it be to us according to your word. Everybody said, amen. Give God just your best offering of praise right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'd love to hear how God is working in your life through this ministry. If you've got a story to share, email us at mybestlife@hopecitychurch.tv. And why not join us this weekend for one of our weekend services? For details of a service near you or for more information about Hope City Church, visit us online at hopecitychurch.tv. See you next time.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God's good, isn't he? Turn to the person next to you, give them a high five, tell them God is good. Amen. Hey, do you know what? We got to clear out of here. I don't know. You might want to stay for the pantomime. You could sort of hide down the side. They won't see you. And just take your seat. It's pantomime season. But you can have a tea and coffee. Please do hang around. If you're new around here, just been around a few weeks maybe, go to the Connections Lounge. Get everything for free, right? And get to meet some of the team. Have an incredible week. Have an awesome week. Have a God-filled week. See you soon.